Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company, and we continue to talk high school hoops as yesterday we had a North Iowa Cedar League girls basketball coach on the program in Bruce Dahl from Dyke New Hartford. The Wolverines ranked number one in Class 2A. So I figured today, why don't we go over to Denver where you can find Class 2A's second-ranked team in the Cyclones. And Coach Joe Frost joins us now. Joe, thanks so much for the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good here. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to learning about your team. 12-1 overall, 3-0 in conference play so far, and you're coming off of a dominant win at South Hardin on Tuesday night. Really, you've had three wins in a row that have been in dominant fashion. So looking back over that most recent sample size of games, Coach Frost, what stuck out about your team's play?
Well, we had a different set of challenges here. I mean, if you look at, you know, on paper, we are probably the heavy favorites in the last, you know, six or seven games. But I really liked the way the girls took the challenge of getting better, even though, you know, they probably were the heavy favorites. Really liked the way they were, the positions they were in defensively. I mean, that's one thing right now is it's easy to get in bad habits when you're playing teams that are a little more erratic, a little looser with the ball. But I thought our girls did a nice job of, you know, getting better in each one of those games, even though that sometimes gets a little harder to, you know, to do that.
And, you know, hearing you mention about honing in defensively, is that a point of emphasis right now? Because you've got a sample size of games. You're basically halfway through the season where I'm sure you and your staff have been able to circle the wagons and go, okay, we've been good, but how can we be better?
At this point of the year, you get to find out what you're good at defensively and what are the big flaws, what kind of warts you have defensively. And, yeah, I mean, you know, ironically, last night, the assistant coaches and I, we had a conversation about what's the, you know, priority number one defensively, offensively, you know, and we definitely have some things defensively that we can work on. And we've definitely had a lot of things right now that I'm pretty excited about where we're at right now. You know, some really good strengths that we can build off of. So, you know, I never thought I would consider myself a defensive coach here, but lately, we've been putting up some pretty good numbers there, and we've been, you know, the last couple of years been, kind of more of a defensive team and then an offensive team. So I guess I'd rather be able to rely on defense, though. It's a little more, easy to rely on.
Absolutely. It's interesting to hear you say that, Coach Frost. And this is your first time on the show. So tell us a little bit about your coaching background and kind of your biggest influences that shape your philosophy.
Well, I'd say number one, my high school basketball coach, Mr. Darren Berger, and Mr. B, we always called him, but he's kind of the one that, since he came when I was in fourth grade, it was always my day one job trying to impress him, trying to make him think that I was good at basketball, trying to be in the gym more than he could, you know, trying to have him catch me in the gym, trying to be all that. So he definitely made me love basketball. I kind of became addicted to the sport and played our basketball at Buena Vista out west and then came back, and I had a really good coach in college. And I feel like those two coaches I had, Coach Van Haften over at BV and Darren Berger, and I kind of morphed their styles to how I want to coach. And been coaching here at Denver for, this to be my sixth year as a head coach. And it's been it's been steadily getting better. It's been steadily learning more and more. I feel like every year I learn more what I don't know about how to coach, and, you know, more holes I got to plug, and, different areas I got to get better at. But definitely, you know, high school, if you'd watched me play, you probably would have said this guy is not going to coach a very defensive team. I like the offensive end a lot more, but, I've learned more and more the importance of the defensive end, and we've got a bunch of athletes that make it really, easy to – they're natural defenders. So, we get a little more defensive mentality coaching there, and but we got a good group here, and it's been a lot of fun here 6 years, and we've really – we've got a good thing going, I believe.
How does that all come together then with this particular group of players that you have? You've got a really veteran team. So what's ultimately become the blueprint for your team to play at its best, whether it's, you know, playing pressure defense, whether it's fast break or slowing it down? What's been the styles that have created the best version of Denver Cyclones girls basketball this season, Coach Frost?
Well, we've really worked with this group of playing faster as when they were younger. I don't think we play the fastest in the state. I don't think we play a slow style. I would really say we're a balanced team. This last couple of weeks here, we've been playing a little more aggressive because we've been, you know, playing teams that have turned the ball over a little more, so it's been there. But I really do think that, you know, early in the year, if you would have saw, you know, Waverly score 41-35, we can play in a rock fight too if it turns, and we want to just make sure we're protecting the lane, playing more a little bit down the line. We can do that. I think that's kind of what our best skill set right now is, that we might not have we have two scorers scoring about 15 and a half a game, but we have about six or seven different girls that can score. We have seven girls that really tend to, have good experience, defending at a varsity level. We can defend in multiple different ways. We've got quite a bit of length. I don't know if I could say, sometimes that's our Achilles heel, that we don't have one style that we play all the time on. But I do think it helps us match up with all different types of opponents, whether it's a small team that wants to run or it's a bigger team that wants to play a little more half-court offense. So I'd say we're more balanced, but, not giving you a really clear-cut answer there.
Diver High School girls basketball coach Joe Frost, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Cyclones are 12-1 overall, 3-0 in conference play in the North Iowa Cedar League, ranked second in Class 2A. And coach, just listening to your last answer there, it makes me wonder, with how many upperclassmen you've got, four seniors, and you've got, of your five top scorers, four of them are seniors, the other one, your junior, Grace Hennessy. So, well, what kind of luxuries does that afford you as a coach? Because you were talking about how you can play many different styles. I'm sure that's one of them, no doubt.
Now, it's, they've gone through the growing pains for the last couple of years there. Their freshman, sophomore years, there was moments where they were struggling. They were, but all those moments now, you can tell that they're kind of leaning on it. If there's some times where I can say, hey, we're going to run slice, and they remember that a little bit from their sophomore year, where it's a quick draw up for them to be able to go out there and execute it pretty easily. I would say it really helps us with our base offense, just being able to it's one thing to know where to go, but it's one thing to know how to catch the ball correctly, how to, where to look when you catch the ball. You could tell right now this group's been playing a lot of varsity minutes. Mm-hmm. It makes things a lot easier, and it honestly makes practice a lot, more. I really enjoy working skills in practice there, and when you don't have to be going through sets all day, and you don't have to be going through, defensive rotations, and you feel like you're teaching a little less, you can really work on, getting yourself over the hump of, these are some moves here that, you're going to use in this specific situation, or working on some more detailed stuff. You could tell, this from the first day of shell group, we play mostly man-to-man defense. From the first day of practice there, I looked at my assistant coach saying, that's the best first day of shell I've seen since I've coached here. And this group really, you could tell they understand rotations. It didn't take them a month and a half to understand where to be defensively. So it helps you because you don't have to work on certain things at practice as much. You have that standard set for a lot of the base things, and you can really get more detailed with them. And that makes, those are the small things that matter in close games, I think.
Coach, you mentioned you got a couple scorers at about 15 and a half points per game. That's your senior Reese Johnson and junior Grace Hennessy. Tell us about Reese and Grace and what they're able to do to produce at the level that they have.
If you looked at Reese Johnson, I think right now, and I've told her that plenty of times, but she's a pretty good ball handler. She's a pretty good finisher at the rim. She's a good shooter. She just broke her school record for most career three-pointers. I think that's, she's had a good four-year career. But Reese Johnson, you really can't account for her because she gets on the offensive glass. She runs in transition. She can shoot the ball. She can drive it there. She's really, I feel like she's the one that's very difficult to take out of the games because she scores in so many different ways. And she's very opportunistic with offensive rebounds and second chance points. So she's kind of more of the opportunistic scorer. And if you look at Grace Hennessy, she's about a 5'11", long guard that can really shoot the ball. You watch her in warm-ups, you're like, this player is just flat-out smooth. Skill level is, she's a very skilled player. Really starting to see her, throughout this year, get that killer mentality of understanding that she might have a mismatch, and she's really starting to take advantage of it. And also watching her be a little more aggressive towards the rim. So both those players there, they're scoring 15 and a half a game, more or less, because they're difficult to take out of the game. They don't do one thing really well. They kind of have a fairly complete game for them.
A couple more minutes here with Denver High School girls basketball coach Joe Frost. Coach, your one loss this season back on December 7th against top-ranked Dyke New Hartford. What was the takeaways for you and your players from that game that you'll no doubt be applying toward the rematch that's coming up on Tuesday?
That game, Dyke does, Dyke New Hartford does a great job of speeding you up, and they make you do things that you watch on film and you're like, what was I thinking? They've got a bunch of, you know, they're exceptional athletes across the board. And I think the biggest thing we've, you know, talked about the girls is kind of slowing our minds down. And, you know, they're aggressive. And, you know, we sometimes you got to use that aggression against them. If they get out of their spots and they go for steals, you know, slow yourself down because they will go out. They'll be aggressive, you know, going for, you know, a steal here and there. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the biggest thing, slowing our bodies down. We can play fast without our minds going a million miles an hour. I do think it, you know, it'll help now that we're, you know, a little later in the season, that we're a little more experienced, you know, just with a little more speed. And that was the first time we really had seen that kind of speed and that kind of, you know, aggressive zone, extended zone. So, and, you know, last year we had a kind of a similar case for the first time we saw them. It was really, we got a little bit shell-shocked in the beginning. And the second time we played them, we really, you know, challenged them and, you know, took it down to the end there. So, I'm excited about the matchup Tuesday, just to see how much we've grown. It's a long season here, and if it doesn't go our way, we've got a lot of chances to grow again. But I think I'm excited about just seeing how our girls take the second opportunity at them.
Before that rematch on Tuesday night, that a lot of people in the area are definitely looking forward to. You got a tough game on your hands tomorrow night. A really good Appleton Parkersburg team. What do you know about the challenge that your team's going to face against the Falcons?
I mean, very similar to Dyke there. They play, you know, played them a 12-point game. They're starting to play a little more man-to-man. They see some zone. They kind of mix it up, but they're a very disciplined team. We know exactly right now this is going to be a completely different set of challenges that we've been seeing for a while because, I mean, like I said, we've been heavy favorites for the last six or seven games, and AP is a team that, if you take lightly, they're going to put one on you and they're going to embarrass you a little bit. So I'm excited just about, you know, getting into a game that's going to be, when we make mistakes, we're going to get kind of a little more punished for mistakes. I think the girls, as competitive as they are as well, they're excited about, you know, playing a team that's, you know, of the caliber of AP, playing that type of basketball game. So I think they relish these moments right there where they get to play a team that has a bunch of athletes, has some scorers, has some players like that. So, I'm excited for the matchup just because, this would be a little more, you know, maybe a more competitive game. But they're definitely a team that we're going to have to be very seriously.
Denver High School girls basketball coach Joe Frost, thanks so much for joining the show and telling us about your second-ranked Cyclones, and best of luck, best of health the rest of the way. We'll have to get you back on the show sometime soon.
I appreciate it a lot, dude. Thanks for having me.